This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, al-Mannan, al-Rahman, al-Tawwab. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuhal nasu attaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsi wahidah. وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ألا فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكما ورد في الرواية وكل ضلالة في النار ألا فاتقوا الله عباد الله وتمسكوا من الإسلام بالعروة الوثقى واحذروا غضب الرب فإن أجسادكم على النار لا تكوى O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, we begin praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His blessings, and we request praises and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings upon us are countless. And about these blessings, He says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا That if you were to try and count and audit the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, you will never ever be able to do so. From these blessings is this very day that we are living through right now, the day of Jumu'ah, a day that is a period known as Eid in the week of a believer. A day that is considered the best day upon which the sun rises, as we learn in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, which is in Sahih Muslim. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا وَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best day upon which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. On this day Allah created Adam alayhi salam, and on this day Allah entered him into paradise, and on a Friday Allah removed him from paradise, and the coming of the hour will only take place or will not happen except on a Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of paradise when that day arrives. Ameen. Ya Rabb. So this is a day that is a blessing from the blessings of Allah. And this day is blessed not for the historical facts that I share, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this day. وَاللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ Allah creates what He wants, when He wants, how He wants, and He raises in rank days or any part of His creation over other parts as per His wish and will. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ And no one else had a say in the matter. Us recognizing this day as a special day because Allah chose it is from the mandates of La ilaha illallah. This testimony that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah. So this is a blessing because Allah chose this day. And this day is or consists of other blessings, such as the blessing of having a final hour in which if a believer raises his or her hands, his or her dua will not go unanswered. And the scholars have many opinions regarding this day, and Ibn al-Qayyim has a detailed discussion in his book or in many of his writings regarding the views of the scholars regarding this particular hour, this hour in which our du'as are accepted on a Friday, and he considers as closest to that being most correct, or the view that is closest to that being most correct, that view which states that it is the final hour on the day of Jumu'ah, or this period between the Asr prayer and the Maghrib prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So this is a blessing. And from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And is the entirely merciful and the especially merciful. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, and He was this from ever, and He will be this forever subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect from ever. and is perfect forever, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many names and attributes that fall within the genre of the names and attributes of compassion and mercy. And from these names is Ar-Rahman, and Ar-Rahim, and Al-Ghafir, and Al-Ghaffar, and Al-Ghafur, and Al-Tawwab, and Al-Afu, and Al-Bar, Wal-Tawwab. These are some of the names of compassion and mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for Himself. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the highest and most elevated of examples when it comes to understanding the reality of His names and attributes. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And also for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beautiful and most amazing of names and attributes. Ar-Rahman, this name from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is upon the Arabic scale of Al-Fa'lan. And this name teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just merciful, but entirely merciful. He has a mercy that nothing from His creation can escape. His mercy is so vast, nothing can escape it. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, His mercy encompasses everything. There's nothing, irrespective of how evil it can be, that escapes the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah reveals a verse for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite to the Quraysh, in which he says, قُلْ مَا يَأْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Then convey to them, O Muhammad, convey to them, O Muhammad, that it is nothing that has benefited them despite their enmity towards Allah and you, except their dua. That in their enmity, they still turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In their journey associating partners with Allah, they still call out to Him. And Ar-Rahman, the entirely merciful, receives their dua and allows their dua to benefit them. That despite their enmity, they still breathe Allah's air and eat His food and drink His drink. And they are afforded financial standing and material well-being and health and children and so on and so forth. This is because He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Ar-Rahman, the entirely merciful. And then Allah is Ar-Rahim, the especially merciful. And there's different translations to these names, but I specifically choose these to help us achieve an understanding in the limited time that we have. Ar-Rahim, the especially merciful. The one who has a mercy that is specific to a group from His creation, and they are the believers. That those who accept Allah as one, and accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger, or those who accepted Allah as one, and died upon the teachings of their Prophet, Allah is Ar-Rahim, He is the especially merciful, He has a special mercy for them. And thus the believers, even though they sin, if they pass away upon Tawheed, their matter is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. If He wills, He will punish them for a little bit, but ultimately enter them into paradise. And if He wills, He will forgive them there and then and enter them into paradise, because He is Ar-Rahim. He has a special mercy for them. And thus Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes His Lord by saying, Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. That He is the Rahman of this life and the next, and the Rahim of this life and the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as He is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, He is Al-Ghafir, the one who forgives. When you sin and fall into sin and you turn back to Him, He is Al-Ghafir, He forgives you. But He is also Al-Ghaffar. And Al-Ghaffar shares the same root letters as Al-Ghafir, but its meaning is far more intensified than Al-Ghafir. And that is why the scholars count these as two different names and not just one name. Because in case you sin and seek forgiveness and fall into sin and seek forgiveness and fall into sin, and Shaytan comes to you and makes you feel that there's no chance of you being forgiven because you're constantly slipping, Allah teaches you that not only is He Al-Ghafir, the one who forgives you, but He is Al-Ghaffar, the one who perpetually forgives you. He forgives you after forgiving you, and forgives you after forgiving you, and forgives you after forgiving you. It is a name that breeds hope, that we should never lose trust and hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our ability to redeem ourselves and be forgiven. And as He is Al-Ghaffar, He is also Al-Ghafur.
Al-Ghafoor upon the scale of Al-Fa'ul. And names in the Arabic language upon the scale denote a form of occupation. That if you are a person who sinned for decades and now you're reaching the end of your life and you look back at your life and you are regretful and you are sad and Shaytan knocks your door and tells you that you have no hope of being saved in the hereafter. There's no hope to redeem yourself. Allah teaches us that not only is Allah Al-Ghafir, but He is Al-Ghafoor. His occupation is to forgive you. So what do you have to lose? Walk through the door of Al-Ghafoor, irrespective of your past, and sincerely seek forgiveness from Him, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our past and inspire us to seek forgiveness constantly with the waking of every day and the sleeping of every night. بارك الله لي ولكم في الوحيين ونفعني وإياكم بهدي سيد الثقلين لقد قلت ما قلت وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروا إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى الآل وصحبه الكرام. ألا فاتقوا الله عباد الله واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم teaches us of a slave who sins and then regrets and turns to Allah and says, Ya Rabbi, أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا فَغْفِرْنِي. That, oh my Lord, I have committed a sin, forgive me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his slave. And then that slave falls again into sin. And that slave doesn't lose hope in the mercy of Allah and is regretful and turns to Allah and says, Ya Rabbi, أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا فَغْفِرْنِي. That, oh my Lord, I have sinned, forgive me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his slave. And then again, for a third time, the slave falls into sin and sins and turns to Allah with hope and says, Ya Rabbi, adnabtu dhanban faghfirli. Oh my Lord, I have sinned, so forgive me. SubhanAllah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do to this slave? And we know our example, brothers and sisters in Islam, with each other, that when a person wrongs us once, it's amazing if we forgive them. And if they wrong us twice, it's a miracle if we forgive them. And if they wrong us three times, there's no hope of forgiveness. It's a war that will transfer generations between the two families. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather, He turns to His angels and He announces to His angels that bear witness that this slave of mine is a slave who recognizes that he has a Lord who is all capable over him, but a Lord that is also forgiving and merciful. Bear witness that this slave is forgiven from today, despite the deeds of this slave. SubhanAllah. This is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a matter of the dunya, of this life. Imagine the matter of the hereafter. When we read the hadith of bitaqa, the hadith of the card, a card that resembles a form of business card, a small card. In which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us of a person who will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And when his deeds are sought, the angels produce 99 files of sin, each file as long as the eye can see. And Allah then asks for his good deeds, and only one small file is produced. And Allah talks to, and engages his slave, and speaks to his slave, and asks his slave if the slave has been oppressed. And the slave says, no, Allah, I haven't been oppressed. That's the nature of the angels that write our deeds. In the nature of our books, we read every Friday, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهُ. SubhanAllah. That the slave would be amazed on the day of Qiyamah and say, what is it with this book? It doesn't leave out the small deeds, let alone the big deeds. And the scholars have deduced from this that Allah will show us our minor sins before the major sins. SubhanAllah. May Allah protect our standing in front of Him. This slave will be in his state. And we can only imagine what state a person will be on that day. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks for the books to be weighed. And the 99 are placed on the scale. And then the one is placed on the scale. And the slave feels that there's absolutely no hope. But when the one is placed on the scale, a card falls out of this book. And then Allah says, place the card also on the scale. And what is a small card going to do? when one book could not do in front of 99 books. And as this card hits the scale tips towards him being a person from the people of paradise. Subhanallah. And when I read this hadith, I have the same question that you have in your minds. What was on this card? What was on this card that caused the scale to become overwhelmed? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that it was La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that this person died upon Tawheed and lived believing upon the mandates of this testimony of faith, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the reality of Allah and His blessings and His reality as a God who is the most merciful, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. And as we see in the Hadith Qudsi, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah said, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِ أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. That, O son of Adam, you sin during the day and during the night, but it is Allah who forgives your sins. So seek forgiveness from Allah and He will forgive you. And He says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَوْ بَلَغَ الذُّنُوبُكَ عَلَانِ السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكَ وَلَا أُبَانِ. That, O son of Adam, if your sins reach the skies, the surfaces of the skies, where we find the high clouds, and then you turn to Allah sincerely, and you sought forgiveness from Allah, لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكَ وَلَا أُبَانِ, I will forgive your sins for you, and it won't even matter to Allah. This is easy for Allah. And Allah doesn't say, seek forgiveness and I will forgive you. Allah says, seek forgiveness and consider yourself forgiven. That when you get up from your spot, you have good hope in Allah, that my slates have been wiped clean. And thus I take you to another name from of Allah, and that is the name of Al-Afu. And we read this name of Allah in our du'as in Ramadan. Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, indeed you are Al-Afu. And what does Al-Afu mean? It doesn't mean the one who forgives, but rather it means the one who effaces sins. When Allah deals with your sin, it's dealt with perfectly. It's not like when you delete your sin on Microsoft Windows and it goes into the recycle bin and someone can find it. Or if you're a bit more advanced, you empty the recycle bin, but it can still be found, right? Especially with the old hard disks, right? The magnetic plated ones that are divided into sectors, right? And somebody might say, no, I'm a bit more advanced, I can format the hard disk. Well, guess what? You can still retrieve information from a formatted hard disk. And for the computer specialists who say we can low-level format the hard disk, well, that's a good approach. That's a good approach. But there's still data analysts who can analyze the information on the edges of the hard disk, those edges that the read-write heads do not reach, and through that they might just build a profile about you. You're still not 100% safe. If you knew they were doing it, you'd be nervous, right? But when Allah forgives your sin, He effaces it. The ground upon which you did it is made to forget. The angels who recorded it are made to forget. The ink that noted it is lifted. When you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyam, it's as if that sin was never done in the first place. This is the reality, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, of your Lord. And I introduce you to Ar-Rahman, and Ar-Rahim, and Al-Ghafir, and Al-Ghaffar, and Al-Ghafur, and Al-Afu, and Al-Tawwab. But I introduce you to him upon the mandate of the Sunnah. Because when you leave this masjid today, Shaytan will approach you and say, MashaAllah, you had such a good khutbah. So this means you shouldn't worry. Just sin and turn to Allah, and Allah will forgive you. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, I will never tell you that Allah won't forgive you. But what I will tell you is, while Shaytan can guarantee you, inshallah, being forgiven, he cannot guarantee you life after this. He cannot guarantee you life after the sin. He cannot guarantee you the opportunity to seek forgiveness after the sin. So we should have adab and manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't plan sin, because this is a khutbah of hope, not false hope. It's a khutbah of hope, not false hope. Do not plan sin. But if you slip, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Each and every one of us have things that we hate, but we're weak in front of, and there's a teething period before we can get over it. In that period, we slip, and we try, and we slip, but don't stop trying, and don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all, our parents, our spouses, our children, our loved ones, and make us a means for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen.